Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats, joined by the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, Sean Arimus, here this evening. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, and kind of looking back at those games. Friday night at Minneapolis, you won the outright league championship with that victory there, and then a come-from-behind win on Tuesday night over Smith Center. Just take me back to that win on Friday, and how's it feel to be able to just say, hey, we're the outright champs and not have to share it with anybody?
Yeah, no, that definitely was a goal that these kids had set early on, and they kept fighting until they had accomplished the goal, and so they came out really strong. We got out to a big lead right off the bat, and then Minneapolis started hitting some shots, but we were able to do enough at the end to just get the win, and super proud of the kids for their continuing grinding and just getting the job done, so couldn't be prouder of them.
Against Smith Center on Tuesday night, you trailed early, but you kind of fought all the way back, and it was tied late in the game. Lorna Ehlers made a game-winning layup for you with 10 seconds left. You won it by two. Smith Center's always a team that battles with you. How were you able to pull that one off?
Well, Smith Center's a very talented team. They've got height, and they've got guards, and so they're very similar to us. They match up pretty well against us, but Lorna was huge in the second half, and Kaylee Hewitt was big in the first half, and those two kids stepped up when we needed them to, because Shay and Jess were getting face guarded pretty heavily, and so we needed somebody else to step up, and those two kids definitely did. And the kids just kept grinding, like I've been saying. You know, they just kept staying to the game plan. They never got rattled, and we did get down, but they just had that look in their eye like, we got this. And we've been in a lot of games very similar to that, so we weren't rattled at all, and they knew how to finish the game for sure.
So getting to now move on with Substate, which will come up next week. And next week you're going to be hosting Minneapolis, it looks like, just based on all the brackets that we've seen. So Minneapolis, obviously you're familiar with them. You played them a couple games ago. You're 2-0 against them this season. Get them back on your home floor. What are some of the things you'll focus on, I guess, going into that first round game and then for the rest of that Substate tournament if you're fortunate enough to advance on?
Well, it's always tough to play a team three times. And we know Minneapolis is very talented, and they're coming in and they've got good guard play, and they've also, you know, Forte's playing really well for them right now, and they hit the rebounds really hard. So we're going to have to definitely play defense, and we're going to have to find ways to execute on offense and not take this great game for granted, and we're just going to have to go out and take care of the ball and run our sets, and hopefully we can get some shots that'll fall for us and come away with the first-round win. So it'll be fun.
Sean Arimus, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck as you start Substate next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Forget the rumors. Here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They've now moved to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24 in Beloit. Willow Springs' new office is now open. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. Remember, they're at their new location, Willow Springs Services, 1301 East 8th Street in Beloit, Kansas.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Ryan Eiler with us now, the head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Coach, you finished off the season with a couple wins here. You finished 17-3 overall, 10-2 in the North Central Activities Association, as you do get a share of that league championship with Sacred Heart, as they won last night as well. But kind of looking back at Friday night first, you went over Minneapolis 55-51. It was an exciting game, a close game. You end up with the victory. What were your thoughts overall on that road win on Friday night?
It was a good win. You know, Minnie's playing well, and it was a good environment at their place. And I just thought both teams made plays throughout. It seemed like, you know, we got the score, I think, up to 9 at one point, and they, you know, they answer with 7 unanswered. going into the fourth quarter, and then throughout the fourth, it just seems like we kind of traded buckets, and it hung around that 3 to 5 point range. And I thought Vinny played tremendous. You know, they started the game in a zone, and Hudson kind of, and Bryce in the middle of that zone kind of got him out of it, and late in the second half they went to a triangle and two on Carson and Vinny, and sometimes when you get a triangle put on you, it limits you what you can do. But I thought at that point Vinny really stepped up and was aggressive and able to knock down tough shot after tough shot. And then down the stretch, I thought our defense, or that Grant played tremendous defense, Hudson, Bryce, just, you know, good defense on their guys, and were able to knock down enough free throws at the end to get a good win.
So then he moved on with Smith Center on Tuesday night. It seems like all the time out there, it's a tough grind-it-out type of game for you. You win it by 11, 60-49. Just looking at Smith Center, what were some of the things that you saw there on Tuesday night?
Well, I thought Smith Center played well. I didn't think that we had maybe the same energy that we've had the last few games, but some of that was they were making shots, and the Colby kids able to knock down five threes, and some of them were contested, and a few of them were where he was comfortable. But just we never could get it extended. It seemed like it was, you know, anytime we'd get a decent lead, they'd hit two or three straight buckets and get it back to, you know, 6 or 8 point game. But I felt like at different times, you know, Vinny had a stretch where he's able to get a couple and ones. Carson had two threes back to back late, and then I thought Hudson kind of to start the third quarter gave us some life early. And so yeah, it was one of those that you know, coming off the highs of last week, that maybe we didn't bring the intensity that we have been playing with. But at the same time, I give Smith Center credit for battling throughout.
So you move on now with region or substate, excuse me, coming up for your squad, coming up on the start of next week. You'll have Russell again opening out play in this substate tournament. So when you look at that tournament and Russell in particular at 7 o'clock Monday night, what do you expect to see in this third game against the Broncos?
Well, you know, you played them twice, handled them easily the first two times. As a coach, you're always worried about, well, you know, what intensity your guys and focus are going to come out with. But you know, Russell's a team that has scored the ball some, and it's one of those that if they get hot and they're comfortable, they're capable of putting some points up. The last time we played them, we were able to disrupt them and really didn't give them much, and hope to have that same sort of effort as we did the last time we played them. And then offensively, it seemed like, you know, we've shot the ball extremely well against them a couple times when they've been in their zone, and then we've been able to rebound and get some offensive putbacks, and you know, hoping to do all those things that we've done the first two times against them.
Ryan Allen, the head coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, so thank you for the time, and best of luck as you start the postseason next week.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Next Tech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Next Tech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Next Tech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Next Tech.
Forget the rumors, here are the facts. Willow Springs Services is still open and doing business. The only change is their location. They've now moved to 1301 East 8th Street, which is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street and Highway 24 in Beloit. Willow Springs' new office is now open. For all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs, call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. Remember, they're at their new location, Willow Springs Services, 1301 East 8th Street in Beloit, Kansas.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Next Tech.
Welcome back here on our locker room chats on KD Country 94. Trina Luters with us now, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, looking at your team, you're getting ready for the regional basketball tournament here. You're supposed to play on Tuesday, but you have Northern Valley coming up here tonight. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll chat about that here momentarily. But first, let's go back to your season finale in the regular season against Chase on Friday. You won 66-33 and built an early lead, and just looking at the box score, looked like you got a lot of girls in. I counted 16 of them that played for you. So how do you feel about that last game out?
We felt really good. We wanted to, we carried all 16. We have 16 on the team. We carried everybody for the last home game. It's just something that we wanted to do. So we were excited to get everyone in the game. And it was a nice win at home to end the regular season play.
So again, you get that victory. And as I said, Northern Valley coming up now tonight. They didn't want to travel down with the weather the way it was yesterday. And so you have them on a Wednesday. And if you win, then you'll get back to the turnaround on Friday with a couple days in between there. But looking at Northern Valley, a team that looks like they've kind of struggled a bit this season. But what are your thoughts on them? And what are some of the things you're hoping to accomplish? Obviously, you need the win to keep your season alive.
Right. We're focusing on running our system and getting out there and playing ball. We're ready to play some basketball tonight. I mean, we were wanting to play last night, and it just didn't work out weather-wise, and so I feel like we're just ready to get on the court. We're going to continue to focus on our rebounding and pushing the ball down the court and staying focused. You know, it's been really nice to see the girls come together in their roles this season and continue to work together, and that's just been our main focus and our goals throughout the whole season, and we want to keep that rolling.
With the 12-7 record going into the regionals, and you mentioned a little bit about how you feel about the way the girls have played, but for you personally as a coach, how has this experience been here in this first season as you're getting ready for the postseason?
It's been a great first season. I don't think we could ask for a better group of girls. They've been tremendous to work with, and they do their best to do what we're asking, and the team atmosphere of late has been great. And again, just to see how that they're coming into their roles and how they're treating each other and talking to each other and encouraging each other is just, I think that's everything a coach could ask for.
Trina Luter is the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck tonight against Northern Valley, and hope we'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out the regular season there Friday night with a win over Chase, setting that new three-point record with 28 made threes, beat up by six as far as that was concerned, the most three-pointers in a game in state history in a single game on the boys' side. So obviously something that you wanted to play for there, and you finished the regular season unbeaten with a 125 win over Chase. Take me through the night and some of the things that stood out for you.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we decided that we were going to shoot for that about 5 minutes before the game, and thinking, you know, we've never had as good a shooter as what we do this year and may not ever again, probably won't have. I mean, when you have five guys shooting over 40% from three-point land, that's pretty good. Usually if you have one or two, that's pretty good. But so, yeah, we kind of made that as a goal, and you know, when you set that goal, you know you've got to get up shots pretty quick. And both teams got to, you know, rushing shots. You know, when one team's doing it, the other team comes down and, you know, it's going pretty fast for both teams and a shot was going up. And it was fun for our kids. And I felt like it was fun for their kids. I felt like both teams had a good time despite the score. I mean, Chase obviously is down from what, you know, just, you know, they're just young and, you know, not very good. And, you know, it's the way it goes, you know. And so the score kind of got a little out of hand from what, you know, when both teams shoot that much. And, you know, I think we got 90 shots on the night. So, you know, we're going to put up some points when we get 90 shots. So, anyway.
Yeah, so you get that win. You finish the season unbeaten, as I mentioned, in the regular season anyway. You'll get a free win in the first round bye. So you're 19-0 going into the semifinals. Coming up tomorrow, you take on Logan. This is a team that really shot the ball well against Rock Hills. I know I saw you over there, so you had the scout on them. But when you look at Logan, what are some of the things that concern you the most about their team coming up Thursday?
Yeah, they do shoot the ball well, and they've got a lot of size and bigger kids, strong kids. And you know, we're going to have to do a good job of boxing them out and rebounding and do a good job on their post. They've got a really, really nice post.
Fonlay's kid. He's a really nice player. I think he had 20. So we're going to have to make sure we have good backs and do a good job in the post, but and take care of the ball. We're going to have to share the ball like we have, and hopefully we can hit some shots kind of like we have been, and hopefully we'll be okay.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck against Logan coming up Thursday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, a couple tough ones for you here since we talked last as you finished with a couple losses to end the regular season. Out at Trio, you knew it was going to be tough on Friday night. You fall 55-41, and then just kind of a heartbreaking loss to Beloit, 56-54 on Tuesday. Took me back to the game in Waukini Friday night. I know you hung with them and gave them a fight, but what were your thoughts overall on that loss on Friday?
Well, I thought on Friday we were definitely our own worst enemy. We played them even for three quarters. The only bad quarter we had was the second, and that was the quarter that took us 10, 11, 12 points down, and we don't have that bad stretch. It's a heck of a game. We shot the ball better than them. I think we shot 45% to their 41 or 42, and but the thing that we've really struggled with lately, and I know I've mentioned this before, is our free throws. That's one part of the game I don't understand, because I think we got good shooters, and we just, when down at Trigo, we were 2 out of 12, and if you're 2 out of 12 against a good team, I don't know how you win, and so turnovers were an issue also down at Trigo, and, we cut those in half. We make a few more free throws, and I think we win the game.
In Beloit, then on Tuesday, it was a tight game throughout most of it, and tied down the stretch. They got a layup with 10 seconds, and you guys kind of missed on an execution there late. Just how tough is it to have those kind of games where you just fall and just have a couple things go wrong right at the end that dooms you?
Well, to finish that way is what was tough. Mm-hmm. You can handle losing sometimes, and really the result of the loss didn't change our seating in sub-state.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted some confidence there, and I thought we had kind of a little lead most of the game and kind of had some control there after the second half. But we had some issues on our defensive end, I thought. We did a terrible job in our some situations in our man defense late in the game, and they made some shots, some big shots late, and it came down literally to a possession, where we had two girls collide, and hit the floor, and they make a layup, and then we're forced to, go for a tie or a win at the end, and like you said, we didn't connect on the inbounds pass, and it's unfortunate because you never know what could happen, but hopefully we'll learn from that, and we just told our kids after the game to plug away, keep their heads on straight, and understand that the most important part of the season is this next week.
Next week, you'll start out on Monday night hosting Republic County. You guys got the 4 seed at 11-8. Republic County's 10-10, the number 5 seed. From what you know about them so far, what do you expect to see on Monday night?
Well, they're very aggressive. That's the one thing I've noticed on game film is it's going to be a really tough. We're going to have to really have our act together defensively, I think. And they do a lot of zone stuff, but it's very, very active in their zone, and we're going to have to move the ball and get good shots.
Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us again this week, and best of luck as you start the postseason next week.
You bet. Thanks, Dusty.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chat. It's on Kitty Country 94. Rob Buckmaster with us, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. You went out to Trigo on Friday night. You fall 63-37 in that one. And then Beloit, you fought pretty hard with them on Tuesday night, but you end up falling 60-49 in that one. Take me back to Friday night in Waukini. It's the second time you'd seen Trigo this season. What were some of the differences in this second matchup?
I mean, not a really good matchup for us. You know, Trigo does a good job. A little bigger than us up front, and they hit a bunch of threes. And so we tried to pack it inside, take it from the big guys, and then they just hit threes. And it was downhill from there, unfortunately. But it's always tough to play out there, and they're doing a good job. They're kind of peaking at the right time.
How do you feel about the Beloit game? Again, an 11-point loss there, 60-49. Sounded like you put up a pretty good fight there. Trenton Colby had a big game with five threes for you and 21 points. Just what were your overall thoughts there on Tuesday?
Well, I mean, we had it to within 6 points in the fourth quarter, but you can't have unforced turnovers and, you know, and all the 50-50 balls, and you're playing teams better than you. They got to be 80-20 you. And, you know, we forced Beloit to shoot some threes there and in the fourth quarter, and, you know, we weren't able to get those 50-50 balls, and they did a good job of, you know, their big guys, you know, getting rebounds and putbacks, you know, and we said, you know, once the fourth quarter started that we couldn't give up any offensive rebounds, and we gave up two or three and then were baskets. So, you know, I mean, that's what good teams do is they, you know, take care of those opportunities, and, you know, we just weren't able to get over the hump. But, I mean, I was happy with our performance. We had some kids sick, and, you know, we virtually played five guys most of the game. So, you know, our effort was good. Our execution was pretty good. Other than the fact of a few unforced errors. But, I mean, those are things you just can't do versus good teams.
So, again, you'll move on now. That was your regular season finale. You have 2A Substate first round coming up here next week on Tuesday night, and you'll go to Ellis. I know talking with you last week, you played them about a week and a half ago, and I know you said that really you felt like the team played okay, but Ellis was just better that night. What are your thoughts on the second matchup with Ellis coming up next Tuesday?
Well, you know, hopefully we can do some of the same things. We made some changes in the second half, which I think helped. So hopefully if we can expand on that a little bit. And, again, it's going to be a case in point where, you know, the 50-50 balls, you got to be 80-20 us, you know, to give us a chance. I mean, you got to make your own opportunities, you know, and those are, you know, the loose balls and the rebounds are things that you can control with effort. And so we're going to have to definitely win that, you know, that battle. You know, they're a good team. I mean, they shoot the ball extremely well, so we're going to have to, you know, hope that they can miss some shots and, you know, then us offensively execute a little better.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time and best of luck out at Ellis on Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz with us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last. You finished out the regular season with a 59-22 win at Rock Hills on Friday night. Take me back to that one. Brennan had 23 points for you, including 5 3-pointers. Madeline Davis and Ivor Russ both in double figures as well. How do you feel about the last time out here in the regular season, the way that your girls finished out there?
Yeah, you know, they did a nice job shooting the ball that night, and even in the JV game we didn't miss many. I mean, it just, the shots were falling. I mean, and it just made it look so much easier than maybe than it was. But I just felt like we played a little bit better defense in the first half, and then the second half it was just like ho hum, and we kind of let them do some things there in the third quarter we didn't want to see happen. But you know, for the most part, I felt like we were getting up and down the court, and we were moving pretty well. So hopefully we'll be ready here for this week.
You get coming up on Friday, you'll play against Stockton. They beat Lakeside on Tuesday night 50-31. It's a team you played in the exact same round of the playoffs last year, the regional semis, and you picked up a nice win a year ago. But obviously both of the teams are a little different. Stockton, I feel, is probably a little bit more veteran group than they were last year. When you look at this matchup coming up on Friday, what are your expectations against Stockton?
Yeah, you know, I think probably like pretty much like last year, you know, and just the way it's going to flow with the game. But, you know, I think the biggest difference is the fact that we have more offensive weapons, I feel like, this year, but our defense isn't quite as solid as what it was. So it'll be an interesting matchup just to see how we're able to put the ball in the hole, and just to see if we can shut their inside game down and make sure Griffin doesn't get hot from the outside. So, you know, if we can do some things defensively, I'm not too concerned about putting the ball in the hole. So if we can do a few little things, we should be okay and come out on top.
Overall with this group, how do you feel about the team headed into the postseason?
You know, pretty good. Like I said, I just my concern all year has been on the defensive side, but it always seemed like to me when I really challenged them, they really stepped up and did some nice things. You know, you go back to the championship game in the MPL tournament. We challenged them, you know, not to let Looters, you know, really get off to a good start. And she did, but we shut her down a little bit better there in the second half. And then we was able to sub and do some other things. So, and, you know, against St. John's, we didn't have to match up with Dubert and play her. So we just played our normal 2-3. Of course, Dubert had a big game against us, but, you know, they didn't hurt us as far as overall, you know, win and loss there. So it just seems like to me when I put the challenge forth, you know, they're able to accept it and do good things. So hopefully we rise up and play a little bit better defensively overall instead of playing to our competition.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck as you start the postseason this week.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, unfortunately, your season come to a close on Monday night at Northern Valley. You fall 69-54. Then on Friday night, you had a game at Rock Hills, 66-56 loss. You actually had a big lead in the first half, but Rock Hills started making some shots and overcame that. We go back to Friday night. What were some of the things that you noticed that maybe went wrong for you down the stretch in that one?
Well, I thought you know, it's not an excuse, but we're battling sickness, and they're coming down the stretch. We lost two of our leader players, one to illness, and so we were short-staffed to begin with, and I just thought the guys played real hard, did real well, and not to take anything from Rock Hills. I mean, they're a really good team, and, yeah, we kind of held them in check in the first half, was able to build up a good lead, but I just felt we never come back out of the locker room the second half, just didn't have the energy and the intensity we needed to finish that game, and they made great shots. They played real hard in the second half, but we just weren't able to match that intensity.
a 69-54 loss again on Monday at Northern Valley. I know that's a team that has done some nice things in the past, and you had to go to their place. You lose by 15. What did you see in that game there, and what were some of the biggest things that Northern Valley did that caused the biggest problems, I guess, for you?
Again, I think, you know, missing some of our players, mm-hmm. and they just had that intensity. And they are. We watched some film on them, of course, and just a real intense, especially on the defensive end. And, again, another good coached, well-balanced basketball team. You know, got the big guy in the middle. And I thought we held him in check for a while, and then it just kind of slipped away. And then we made a real good run in the fourth quarter, come out with the press, and actually got it down to, like, 8. Thought the boys showed a lot of toughness in doing that, but, you know, they just were more than we could handle on that night, and went ahead and pulled ahead and got us at the end there. But I all in all, I thought the guys, you know, they tried hard. They were shot after the game, and mm-hmm. you know, I told them, don't hang your head. That's a good team. You know, they're a good basketball team.
So you finished out the season there with that loss. I know you always like to talk about the seniors that are heading out, and I know that they put some time in for you. What are your thoughts on this senior class that you have graduating this year?
Yeah, we're losing 3, and they just all of them have been leaderships and leaders in their own way. And of course, you know, started with Reese as the point guard. Reese struck off, just a real good leader on and off the floor. Losing Riggs Renneberg, just he was kind of our intensity. You know, he kept even in practice. He kept everybody in check. And then losing Cameron Garholt, you know, he came off the bench mainly this year for us, but always was dependable and give us good minutes. So, yeah, it's going to be a hard loss losing those 3.
I know you got some things to look forward to with this group, so we'll wish you the best of luck down the road. Thanks a lot for joining us throughout this whole season, Coach, on the Locker Room Chats, and we'll chat with you down the road, right?
I appreciate it. See ya.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.